This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora te whānau, ko Michael tēnei. Here it is Friday again, and hey, this week, this coming week, is all about Booktown. Lots of fabulous events to go to, and it's kind of unmissable, really. So I'm just going to start with some other stuff first, just so that you know, don't think it's all about literature. Hey, I mentioned that I'd found out about Feed 'Em Up Friday. You probably already knew about this, but what a fantastic thing. Every Friday at the J Bar, you know, on that street. You know that street. Anyway, local hero hunter and gatherer Randall cooks up a free meal every Friday. Look it up at J Bar. At Aratoi, Tino Rangitanetanga, of course, the big waka is there. It's an expression, the whole exhibition is an expression of identity, belonging and continuity. Presented by Rangitane o Wairarapa, this exhibition honours the whakapapa of our people, our whenua, mostly their people, but anyway, you sort of feel like it's you too, eh? And the enduring presence of our people across generations. Through ancestral narratives, pre-colonial landscape mapping and treasured taonga, the exhibition offers space to reflect on who we are. And whenever I say we, I'm quoting them. This is the tangata whenua, right? The story of Kurahaupō Waka anchors the journey, connecting past to present and contemporary Māori artistry. Taonga, drawn from national collections, sit alongside works held within Aratoi and the local whānau, creating a quiet weaving of memory, care and connection. Te Waka Wairua o Kurahaupō is on view until the 26th of July. Get in there. I've been, and it's, to use an overworked word, awesome. Anyway, it's Booktown coming up too. I'm only going to mention the things that aren't booked out. A lot of things are booked out because there's so many events. I'll just tell you the ones that you can still get to. Late Night Lit, When We Become Stars, on at the Supper Room, Anzac Hall, Friday, that's today, tonight, really, 9:30. Poetry, this is what they say about it. Allows us to hold the infinite, if only for a moment. Come and experience this moment with Aotearoa's finest, fiercest poets. Galaxies will quiver, rally, cries will echo. Night owls will hoot, hoo, hoo. And holier as our old self. Oh, and holler. They will holler. I don't know if I've ever heard an owl holler, but anyway. As our old selves evaporate into dust, making way for new flesh, Emma Barnes, Mary McCullum, and Robert Sullivan, whose Ngapuhi Kaitahu will be wrangled by MC Jordan Hamill. Settle in with a drink under the cover of darkness as these brilliant bards break the silence of the long night. Matariki Bennett was going to be involved in that, but she's no longer able to appear at this event, but I notice she's appearing at several other events. Definitely one to catch. That is Late Night Literature, When We Become Stars, at the Supper Room, Anzac Hall, 9:30 tonight. On the Couch with Gilbert Enoka, a name to conjure with. We know that this guy has mentored the All Blacks and all sorts of people. He's a visionary psychological coach. So he's going to be talking on the couch at Kiwi Hall, Bell Street, Featherston, on Saturday in the morning, 9:55 a.m. He changed the way the All Blacks played, yeah. And they have the greatest winning record of any professional sports team in history. And because they leave nothing to chance, and that's where Gilbert really helped them. So he's going to discuss his new book. He's going to be talking with Bob Francis, our Bob Francis, good old Bob, who, as you know, was not only a referee, but he was a monitor of referees on the international scene. Right, so that's On the Couch, Kiwi Hall, Featherston. This is all in Featherston, pretty much. 9:55 a.m. tomorrow morning. Dreamland Wonderland at the Anzac Hall. 10:25 a.m. on Saturday. Triplets, amusement parks and controversial scientists are at the heart of two Aotearoa novels longlisted for the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards. Just one of these overlapping elements would have been an amazing coincidence, but all three is nothing short of astonishing. Mary McCullum talks to Catherine Chidgey. I've read quite a few of Catherine Chidgey's works, and she is a real good writer, and Tracy Farr, about the Book of Guilt and Wonderland. One wrote one wrote the other, and attempts to unearth what feeds the fertile imaginations that dream up such wonders. Generously supported, by the way, by Sir Chris and Lady Kathy Parkin. You've forgotten when that is, haven't you? Because I know I have. That's Saturday morning, 10:25, at the Anzac Hall in Featherston. What makes Dickens Dickensian? Asks Roger Robinson. Of course, this is going to be at the Dickensian Bookshop, isn't it? Which is Fox Street, Featherston. Saturday, tomorrow morning at 11:25. So what are your favourite moments in Dickens? What makes them Dickensian? I mean, isn't it amazing that one person can have a whole kind of genre named after him because it was so evocative, so powerful and so influential? So Roger Robinson, my wife remembers him because he lectured her in English literature back at uni. He seeks the essence of Dickens' greatness with a digression on Dickens and New Zealand. That'll be interesting. At the aptly named, of course, Dickensian Bookshop and Tea Rooms with a scone and a cup of tea. That's Saturday morning, 11:25. 11:25, what makes Dickens Dickensian? You can write about so many things. For example, Groundwork, the art and writing of Emily Cumming Harris. What do you think Groundwork is about? Yep, working in the ground. A luscious tribute to Emily Cumming Harris, one of New Zealand's most significant botanical artists. So authors Michelle Leggett and Catherine Field Dodgson, who's harks back to Rongo Whakata, Tamamanuhiri, Tamanu and Te Aitanga Amahaki. I like to think that my Māori pronunciation is pretty good, but sometimes I mean, they're such fabulous words, I want to get them right. Anyway, as they discuss their remarkable collaboration while bringing Emily's work and enduring legacy to life right before your eyes. But I didn't tell you when and where, did I? It's at the supper room in the Anzac Hall, 10:55 tomorrow morning. All about the botanical artist, Emily Cumming Harris. Do you think it's time for a song? Let's try and stick to songs featuring writing or books. So this is Francesca Battistelli and Write Your Story.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart.
encouragement, Francesca Battistelli, Write Your Story. Yeah, I know it's a pop song, but I'm going to take it. It's an encouragement, isn't it? I'm going to have to stop my phone behaving like it knows what I want. It's the thing with more and more now, our apps and things go, you want this, don't you? The answer is no. Moving on. It's in the blood. Michael and Matariki Bennett. I told you Matariki would be in some other events. I remember Michael Bennett back in the day when I used to be a drama producer at Radio New Zealand, and I did one of his plays. And I thought, this guy can write comedy. I don't know much about Matariki, but I think they sound like quite a team. They're going to be doing It's in the Blood at the Featherstone School Hall on Saturday at 11:25. They say this: we are what we inherit. Our family, whakapapa and history influence who we are and what we do in ways we cannot fully fathom. Two incredible genre-crossing writers who also happen to be father and daughter. Ha ha ha. Michael Bennett, Ngati Pikayo, Ngati Whakaawe, and Matariki Bennett, who's going to be pretty much the same, Ngati Pikayo, although inheriting something from her mother, Ngati Whakaawe and Ngati Hinirangi, will be in conversation with Claire, maybe to talk about writing as a family business, what children can learn from their parents, and yes, what parents can learn from their children. Just a moment, I'm going to sneeze. Right, I saved you that awful experience by turning the mic off. So that's at the Featherstone School Hall. It's in the blood. 10:30 to 11:25. 10:30 it starts on Saturday. Now, passing of the tokutoku, poets laureate in conversation. Passing of the tokutoku will be in Kiwi Hall, Featherstone, on Saturday, also 11:30 to 12:25. Poets laureate have always acted as a voice for their nations and as advocates for not only the power of poetry, but for all of creativity. To celebrate the 30th anniversary of the poet laureateship, we bring you current New Zealand poet laureate Robert Sullivan, who's Ngā Puhi and Kaitahu, and former poet laureate Michelle Leggett, who will be in conversation with Jordan Hamill about the role of poet laureate in a rapidly changing society, how the Aotearoa poetry landscape has shifted and what the future holds. That is Passing of the Tokutoku, Kiwi Hall, Saturday, 11:30. Now, moving on. There's so much happening down there. Just go and set up tent. Hang around in Featherstone because it's all happening. Time Reignited, Writing the Past into Today. Kiwi Hall, Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1:55. Where do old lives go when we leave them behind? Uh-huh. What secrets do we keep from ourselves? Is writing an act of memory? Three of Aotearoa's finest novelists, Airana Ngarewa, who's Ngati Rua Nui, Ngā Rauru, and Ngā Rua Hine, Dominic Hui and Josie Shapiro will join Tracy Farr to tackle these thorny questions and discuss their newest books, of course, all of which find different and unexpected ways to show the reader how our individual and collective histories always catch up to us, no matter how fast we run. Time Reignited, Writing the Past into Today at Kiwi Hall, 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Shaky Isles, now we're getting a bit political, I think, the national shift from 2017 to 2022. This is at the Featherstone Hall, Saturday 1:30 to 2:45. They're specifically talking about that period from 2017 to 2023. It's one of the most momentous and unpredictable periods in our country's history. I know, I was there, so were you. Between COVID, the Christchurch terrorist attack, Jacinda Mania, don't like that word because she was just a wonderful and still is a wonderful woman and a great leader. He Puapua, the National Party's implosion, an unprecedented MMP victory. That'd be back a couple earlier, and more. How have those years shaped us? Join moderator Toby Manhire from The Spinoff and a panel comprising former National Party Minister Chris Finlayson, former Speaker of the House Sir Trevor Mallard, and political journalists Te Anawa Hurihanganui, who's Te Arawa Rangitane Ngati Porou, and Henry Cook from Stuff, as they discuss how where we've been informs where we're going. This is generously sponsored by the Wairarapa Company Inc. and the Martinborough Hotel. That is the Shaky Isles, the national shift. It's really great, isn't it, when people across party lines get together to discuss stuff. It stops us being tribalist. And I hate how when the way things are pushes to extremes of opinion again. You can't help it sometimes. But anyway, there you go. That's Featherston Hall, Saturday, 1:30. Now, Alchemy and Enunciations, the Poetry of Music at the Featherston Hall on Saturday, 2:30. They're cramming it in, aren't they? When music and words merge, they create an impact far beyond what either could achieve alone. True to some degree. I'd like to go and argue that with them. Some of our greatest poets do things that not even music can improve, and plays and things, but I know what they mean. Come and hear a stunning original work from composer Eve DeCastro Robinson and poet Nick Ashcroft, featuring live music. Yeah, well, that's how you're going to hear it. Well, it could have been recorded, yeah. Eve and Nick will also be in conversation with Dave Armstrong about their creation and the wild alchemy of collaboration. Yeah, collaboration takes you places you can't get on your own. Think of Lennon or McCartney, for example. For example, the top of the pantheon. Right, this is the inaugural partnership event between Featherston Booktown and the Martinborough Music Festival. Generously sponsored by Bill Falconer and the Martinborough Music Festival Trust. Alchemy and Enunciations, the Poetry of Music, on at the Featherston School Hall, 2:30 on Saturday. Let's have another song. Well, again, about books and writing and things. This is Dinah Washington, going back a bit. She's a great soul and blues singer with I Could Write a Book.
Whenever skies look grey to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you through, whenever the blues become my only song, that's when I on you, on your smile, so sweet that even wise men can also be wrong. I concentrate on you. I concentrate and I concentrate.
Dinah Washington. I could write a book, she says. So could you. Why don't you, you know, get on with it? I will. I'm going to write something soon. I'm sick to death of putting all my writing behind me and thinking I'm too busy. You just got to make the time. Moving on to more things at Booktown, Show Me Where It Hurts, The Art and Science of Medical Memoir is on at the Kiwi Hall. Man, is the Kiwi Hall busy. Saturday, 3 till 3.55. Being a medical professional is hard. Being a writer is hard. Being a medical professional and a writer, how is that even possible? Poet and doctor Glenn Colquhoun will get to the bottom of this as he interviews Dr. Lucy O'Hagan, author of Everything But the Medicine, and professor of Māori Health and former nurse Jackie Kidd, Ngā Puhi, author of Ngā Kaurua, about their candid and provocative memoirs. That's at the Kiwi Hall, 3 o'clock on Saturday. Your head's exploding with all this information, isn't it? So what you need to do is go onto Event Finder and check all the stuff out. And, of course, even as I speak, things might get booked out. So don't feel you have to listen to me for the rest of the program. Get on Event Finder and book yourself a place and some of this amazing stuff. So the State of the Fourth Estate, that's one I definitely want to go to. Surveying Aotearoa's Media Landscape. I just got to say, speaking of the media landscape, the talk about influencing the board of Radio New Zealand, RNZ, that David Seymour is talking about now. What is happening in this country? Are we following what's happening in the States and silencing the media and trying to kind of skew it the way we want? Just thought I'd say that. The State of the Fourth Estate, Surveying Aotearoa's Media Landscape. This is on at the Featherstone Anzac Hall, Saturday, 10 past 3. As we find ourselves in the throes of an election year, oh yeah, in an increasingly crowded attention economy, at a time when the very notion of truth is constantly called into question, talk about it, Aotearoa's media landscape is more crucial than ever, yes. To parse that landscape, TVNZ's Māori Affairs correspondent Te Anuā Huri Hanganui, who, as I said before, is Te Arawa Rangitane Ngāti Porou, the spin-off founder Duncan Grieve, and former News Hub anchor and MBR Te Ao Māori editor Mike McRoberts, will join award-winning journalist and writer Michelle Duff, for a conversation that's sure to be as revealing as it is electric. I think it will be. Definitely one to go to. The State of the Fourth Estate, Surveying Aotearoa's Media Landscape, on at the Anzac Hall in Featherstone, Saturday, 10 past 3. That's generously supported by Luke Pearson. I'm just going to boot straight on. I just have to answer a text because Lucy's going to come along with some media students straight after this program, and yeah, that'll be interesting. Talk quietly amongst yourselves. All right. As I say, I might just boot through a few of the others because there's so much. Bookity Book Club is on at the Kiwi Hall on Saturday at 5 o'clock. get the gala night at the Anzac Hall also. At the Anzac Hall, let's see, on Saturday, 6:30 to 9:30. That's where Tusiata Avia is. She won the New Zealand Order of Merit, by the way. She's lived many lives, built a reputation for creating and performing mesmerizing, fearless, challenging work. She'll appear for the first time at Booktown in conversation with Susie Ferguson from RNZ to discuss her incredible journey and her book. Here's a title to conjure with: Giving Birth to My Father. What a great title for a biography, or autobiography, I guess that is. Anyway, that's the gala night at the Featherstone Anzac Hall, 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. Love at First Line, a poetry dating show, will be on at the Anzac Hall Saturday also, 8:15 to 9:30 p.m. Storytelling Under the Stars at Paitu Mokai or Tauira Whare, which is out at Soldiers Settlement Road. Naomi Arnold and Annette Lees for an intimate conversation about walking in the dark and encountering nature beneath the night sky. That's I'd get onto Event Finder for all of these things to be sure you turn up to the right place. 23 North Soldiers Settlement Road. Cross Party Lines live. Again, as I say, isn't it great that you get some conversation between the different political persuasions? This is on Saturday at 11 in the morning. New Zealand's hottest new political podcast is coming to Featherstone. This is hosted by former Minister of Foreign Affairs Phil Goff, also used to be Mayor of Auckland, former Attorney General Chris Finlayson, and the man in charge of keeping these former MPs in line, Sam Collins. The cross-party lines proudly goes beyond the headlines, challenging the status quo and explaining our place in the complex geopolitical stage. This event's going to be live-streamed too, so if you can't get to it, there you go. Cross-party lines live from the Featherstone Anzac Hall, 11 in the morning on Saturday. Now, here's another one. What is owed, what is given on colonial restitution. That's actually going to be a trans-Tasman perspective on colonial restitution. That's also at the Featherstone Anzac Hall from 9 in the morning on Sunday now, right? I see Paura Amundsen is going to be there. He's the Papawai Marae Kaumātua. He's from Ngāti Moe, Ngāti Kahungunu ki Wairarapa, Rangitāne, Te Arawa. That's going to be interesting. They're all going to be interesting. Featherstone Anzac Hall, Sunday morning, 9 till 10:25. Then On the Couch with Hannah Kent, who's an Australian author. You may have seen the movie is on Netflix at the moment, Run Rabbit Run. She obviously wrote the book on which that is based. On the Couch with Hannah. Who's talking with her? Because I got a feeling, yes, it's Noelle McCarthy, who is a great facilitator. She's a good talker herself. That's on at the Kiwi Hall Sunday at 9:30. Then there's a workshop, Writing for the Screen, which will be Michael Bennett again. I told you I really do rate his writing. At St. Teresa's Catholic Primary School, you know where that is, on Bell Street in Featherstone, just near the Anzac Hall, just opposite, isn't it? On Sunday, 10 till 12:55. So Michael will take you through a fun, fast-paced rollercoaster ride through the stuff that really matters in writing for film and telly. Mana, here's Tame Iti. Great. It'd be good to catch Tama at the Featherstone Anzac Hall, Sunday, 11:30. So he's Ngai Tuhoe, as you know. He stood at the heart of Aotearoa's struggle for Indigenous rights. His voice has consistently challenged New Zealand to reckon with its colonial legacy. That's going to be fascinating. In conversation on Sunday at 11:30 at the Featherstone Anzac Hall, right? Yep, that's it. Who's he talking with? Oh, with his son, Toi Kai Rākau Iti, who's also Ngai Tuhoe. Yep, then there's a workshop, Toi Kupu He Kapu Fetu, Poetry to Catch the Stars at St. Teresa's, Sunday, 1 o'clock. No mai hono mai ki tēnei wāhanga tuhi he pohe wātia I tētahi toi kupu he kapu I ngā whetu. So join award-winning poet and spoken word artist Matariki Bennett for a workshop where together you'll dream up poetry to catch the stars. It'll blend elements of writing and performance. Everyone who attends will walk out with a shiny new poem to share with the world. That's at St. Teresa's on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Let's have another one of our songs about... where are we? About writing. This is... Well, since we've got a poetry thing that's often about love, so this is Belle and Sebastian with... Write about love.
I know a spell that would make you well. Write about love, it could be in any tense, but it must make sense. Forget that you are sick. Write about love, it could be in any form. Write it to me in the morning.
I hate my job, I'm working way too much.
The seconds move on.
If you watch the clock,
and the sky grows dark.
If you're looking up,
but the girls get from thrill to thrill on the tightrope walk.
On the tightrope walk.
Sebastian there encouraging us to write about love, write about everything, write about anything, just write. One more thing I'm going to tell you about is A Nightmarish World, the New Zealand division in France in 1916. First World War, right? So this is on at the Kiwi Hall on Sunday, 3:30. In the latest edition of their popular military history series, because they've done a few things, we reflect, when I say we, I mean them, on the 110th anniversary of the New Zealand Division arriving in France after their brutal and bloody baptism on the Gallipoli Peninsula. Sometimes I hate to say brutal and bloody, and I hate to talk about war, because I think for some reason the world is enamoured of violence, and I get sick of it. And there are many who would say that some wars were necessary. I certainly feel that. The Second World War was a necessary intervention, but so many of them are not. And currently there are far too many wars in the world. And I'm astonished at the rationales for killing people and blowing things up. Here I am talking about Gallipoli, but, you know, that was, yeah, you know what Gallipoli was all about. So this is a talk with Chris Pugsley, who's the creative director of Ngā Tapuwae. Oh, no, the creative director of Ngā Tapuwae, Chris Hay, will be talking with Chris Pugsley. Buddy Makari, who's Ngāti Pukenga and Ngāti Ranginui, are going to have a conversation. They're all going to have a conversation about New Zealand's most costly engagement on the Western Front. And it's kind of written into our DNA, isn't it? Moderated by Featherston Booktown Chair Peter Biggs and generously sponsored by Messines Bookshop, Military History. I'm sorry if I've talked very fast. But, you know, the pace of it is a way of expressing the fact that there's so much on and you need to think fast and get in there and book before these things book out. How wonderfully successful Booktown has become, and good on you all, you Booktown people who've made it what it is and given that life not only to Featherston but to the whole region. It's a fabulous thing. All right. Lucy from Recuperate is going to pop in with some media students and have a bit of a go on air in a moment. Looking forward to that. As I say earlier, so, you know, our media are super important and we want to make sure we respect the work that they do. We encourage them to do good work and we don't meddle. That's it from me.